You're listening to SBS News.
Foreign workers in Japan are far and few between. Decades of tight immigration policy have seen the country's largely homogenous population age and dwindle swiftly. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says Japan is considering loosening its borders.
In order to secure our living environment, we're discussing the acceptance of foreign workers and putting comprehensive measures in place to coexist. I think it's crucial for the receiving side to improve the environment so that we can respect each other.
The Abe government has approved draft legislation that would open the door to foreign blue-collar workers in sectors grappling with labour shortages, including construction, farming and healthcare. It's predicted the new visa categories could see up to 40,000 foreign workers enter Japan in the first year. That figure is expected to rise to 250,000 after 5 years. Director of Studies at the Australian National University's Asia-Pacific College of Diplomacy, Lauren Richardson, says there are concerns Japan won't be able to cope with the influx of foreign workers.
But there is a lot of concern that Japan doesn't really have the infrastructure to, you know, house all these foreign workers and basically to facilitate their entry into Japan.
The changes have also prompted concerns Japan will see an increase in foreign nationals seeking permanent residency. But Prime Minister Shinzo Abe insists Japan's current strict requirements for permanent residency will remain. The move has been welcomed by Japanese industries in desperate need of more workers. Among them is Security Employment Agency manager Shigeki Iwata, who's already preparing for the Tokyo Olympics in 2020.
Especially as the Olympic Games are coming up and the government is working on inbound tourism. We would like to have more foreigners too.
While others, like university student Takuro Nishimura, say they're excited by the prospect of greater cultural diversity.
By working together, we can learn from each other. I think it's a very positive thing because we can enhance each other's skills.
The Japanese government is hoping to secure the proposed changes by mid-December, with plans to introduce the new visas in April 2017. Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.